From my point of view, it hardly matters whether Mr. Watkins was acting on his own or at the direction of the president, Mrs. Clinton, Harry Thomason, or anyone else. What does matter is that the public understands that the firings were not driven by supposed concerns over financial mismanagement, but were in fact the product of a decision that was reached long before anyone even began to look into the way that the travel office was managed. What matters to me is that fancy lawyers and others who speak for the White House not be allowed to get away with the lie that my colleagues and I were involved in other kinds of wrongdoing. It also matters to me that people not be allowed to spread the equally vicious lie that I was willing to plead guilty to embezzlement before trial. And finally, it matters to me that these same people not be allowed to tell the public that the travel office was cleaned up and is now managed better.